What cheer, knee top? That is another way of greeting. What cheer is our English words, of course. It's a very old-fashioned way of saying, what's up? What cheer? And knee top is an Algonquian word for friend. So what cheer, knee top, means sup, friend. You want to try that with me? What cheer, knee top? Maybe next week that's how we'll greet each other. No? You're like, oh God, don't make us say what cheer, knee top to each other. What cheer, knee top is what the native people who first met Roger Williams said to him when they bumped into him in a blizzard on his way here to what is now our city, what was then known as the Great Salt Pond.
Canonicus and Miatonomi, the two Narragansett sachems, were the ones who decided their people should welcome the settlers and establish friendships and trade with them. They were caring leaders. But despite their best efforts, things went downhill. You may have heard of Roger Williams. He came over a few years after the first Puritans. He was a Puritan, a minister, with an idealistic and uncompromising faith. One of the things he believed as a matter of faith was that it was not just or faithful to do what many Puritans and pilgrims were doing and take the native people's land. He also believed that everyone should be able to believe what they believed without interference from the government. So he had some great principles. But nobody's perfect, right? Do we believe nobody's perfect?
Yeah.
I'm just learning that perfectionism is not a good thing. So nobody's perfect. Well, Roger Williams wasn't either. When he came here, one of the best things he did was to work out with the Narragansett people that they would let him use the land, this land, to make a new city, a place where people could live and believe more freely than up in the Mass Bay colony. In return, he agreed to trade goods with the native people.
So this isn't just some dull history story. This is the land this church is built on. Like when you go outside today and walk outside and put your feet on the grass or the dirt, that's part of the land that this agreement happened about. So this is our story now. One of the worst things that he did was that later he betrayed this friendship and the trust and the respect of the Narragansett and other native people in this area. He led a militia regiment in a war that developed. The people here didn't start it. None of the people here started it. Not the settlers, not the native peoples, but they all ended up getting involved. Roger Williams was in his 70s at the time, and he led a regiment. The Narragansett ended up attacking and burning Providence, and it had to be rebuilt. But the relationship between the native people and the settlers was never rebuilt. It was broken and never healed, and eventually, and this is the hardest part of the story, eventually, the settlers killed or pushed out almost every one of the native people who had been living here.
Still, his purpose in establishing this city was better than what he did later. He wanted this city to be a place that would be fair to all, where people could be safe, where people could live into what they believed as deeply as they wanted to, as deeply as they possibly could. He thought everything was holy then, or as close as he could get it.
To him, this city had a religious purpose. Roger Williams had the sense that something sacred, something holy, helped bringing events and people together for the creation of something utterly new, something that was a realization of a sacred vision, a place, an event, a time when finally, 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 everything would be as it ought to be. What the Narragansett saw as Manitou, right? Remember Manitou? Please tell me you remember Manitou. Do you remember Manitou? Okay. What the Narragansett saw as Manitou, Roger Williams perceived also. But he called it, what do you think? Providence. He called it Providence. And so he named this place, so fortunate, so full of holy power for true, free, fulfilled, faithful living, Providence, because he felt here, finally, everything would be holy now.